Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Chav Zayin, Shavuos 27a, pagination is 53, starting from the beginning of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Nishpa levata lasa mitzvah velo bitel. If a person made an oath to violate a mitzvah, and he didn't end up violating the mitzvah, potter. As far as the oath goes, it's not considered a violation of the oath because the oath does not take effect against a mitzvah. Likewise, lekayim, if he made an oath that he's going to fulfill a mitzvah, velokiyim, and he didn't end up fulfilling the mitzvah that he was supposed to do, potter, he's going to be absolved of his delinquency regarding the oath. Whatever mitzvah exists in the Torah, he's responsible for. But as far as the oath goes, he's absolved. The oath is not considered a relevant oath because it has to do with a mitzvah, whether to fulfill the mitzvah, you're already obligated to fulfill the mitzvah. To violate the mitzvah, you're not allowed to violate the mitzvah, and therefore the oath is irrelevant. We'll see in a moment the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Shehaya bidin, I could have used logic, sheyehei chayiv, that a person should be obligated to keep an oath in which he affirmed to observe a mitzvah in the Torah. Kediv Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, like the logic which Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira presented. Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what was the logic? Ma'im harishus. When you have an oath on a topic that's your discretion to do or not to do, she'eina mushpa alav mi'har Sinai, that you have no obligation from Har Sinai to do it, hareyu chayev alav, you can create through your own words the obligation of an oath, and you're responsible to keep the oath. Mitzvah shehu mushpa alav mi'har Sinai, a mitzvah which you are obligated from Har Sinai to observe. Eino din, doesn't it make sense that if you make an oath that you're going to observe it, sheyehi chayev aleha, that you should now be doubly obligated to do it, one from the mitzvah in the Torah and one from the oath? It would seem that the oath should even more reason for it to be applicable. And again, as we said, it doesn't work like that. Whether the oath was not to do a mitzvah, it certainly has no relevance as an oath. And that would be true as well in the positive sense. If he's making an oath to keep a mitzvah, it also has no relevance as an oath. The Gemara explains, it's based on the pasuk, lahora o lehetiv, that oaths are to do bad or to do good. Mahatava rishus af hara'a rishus. It has to be things that are up to your discretion, both in the bad and in the good. It has to be something you are not obligated previously to do from Torah law. You're not going against, and you're not affirming. It has to be something of your discretion in order to be an oath. Now, in a previous session, we discussed the concept of kolel. If you include things that are permitted, or perhaps a better word is up to your discretion, then the mitzvah topic will be affected. The Mechaber in Reish Lamed Vav Hey writes, Omar Shavua Shelo Ochel Matzah. If a person makes an oath that he won't eat matzah, Osu Lecho Matzah Belel Pesach. He's not going to be able to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, even though there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. And therefore our first reaction would be, lahara o lehetiv, this is not an oath made on a discretionary topic. But because it's kolel, it includes matzah of the entire year, which is a discretionary topic. Therefore it ends up including a prohibition regarding the night of the Seder as well. Shavua shel ochel matzah b'lil Pesach. If he makes an oath that he's not going to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, meaning he identified specifically the thing that is a mitzvah and is therefore not a discretionary topic, loke, he gets malchus for an oath that he wasn't allowed to make, improper oath, Va'ochel matzah b'lo pesach. But as far as an oath, it doesn't take effect, and he's allowed to eat matzah. Shavua shelo eishev b'tzeil. Another case, if a person makes an oath that I'm not going to sit in the shade, also leisha b'tzel sukkah, he's not going to be allowed to sit in the shade of a sukkah, because he's included all shade applications in the world, and therefore it's an iser kolel, it's a shavua that includes permitted things that were discretionary in their nature, and therefore sukkah will also become prohibited. However, Shavua shelo eshev b'tzel hasukkah, if he says an oath that I'm not going to sit in the shade of sukkah, loke, he gets malchus for an improper oath, v'yeshev b'tzel sukkah, and he's going to be obligated to sit in the shade of the sukkah to do his mitzvah, because it's not considered an iser that's kolel things that are permitted. Now, the Shach raises a question: why indeed is the wording tzeil sukkah not considered inclusive of something that's discretionary? When it came to matzah, there's matzah of all year besides the matzah of Seder night. And therefore, when you said no matzah, it included some permitted things that were discretionary, and therefore the Shavua took effect. Over here, he made an oath that he's not going to sit in the shade of a sukkah. He didn't say on sukkahs. He said in the shade of a sukkah. So maybe that also should be, if you have a sukkah, even if it's not sukkahs, I'm not going to sit in the shade of a sukkah means that on a discretionary item, you don't have to sit in a sukkah Shavuos time. So it's a discretionary thing. The oath should take effect. The Shach answers that sukkah is being handled differently than matzah, because matzah is called matzah no matter when you are during the year. It is matzah. It's just not a mitzvah to eat it, but it is matzah. Says the Shach, sukkah is not called a sukkah unless it's the Yom Tov of Sukkis. B'nedarim holchem achar lashon b'nei adam. By vows we follow the way people talk. Matzah karui matzah. Matzah is matzah all year, even if it's not the matzah that you're eating for Seder night. Ve'ein sukkah stam ela sukkas mitzvah. But when we use the word sukkah, people are referring to the sukkah of the mitzvah. And therefore, if he said, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, he means a sukkah when it's called a sukkah. And that is targeted against the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, and therefore the vow is not applicable. He's in violation of making an improper vow, but he is going to be able to eat in the sukkah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.